This is Akashvani. The news read by Lalima Aneja Dang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in a program marking a decade of the Startup India initiative at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi in a short while from now. During the program, the Prime Minister will interact with members of India's vibrant startup ecosystem. Startup India was launched on 16th January 2016 by Prime Minister Narendra Modi as a transformative national program to nurture innovation, promote entrepreneurship and enable investment-driven growth. Prime Minister has said that startups are playing a pivotal role in building an Atmanirbhar Bharat. Extending his best wishes to the country's vibrant startup community on National Startup Day, the Prime Minister reaffirmed government's commitment to supporting young innovators. In a social media post, he said the government has been working with all stakeholders to further strengthen the country's startup ecosystem. He also acknowledged the contribution of mentors, incubators, investors and academic institutions in nurturing startups. On the occasion of the 10th National Startup Day today, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India's startup ecosystem marked a historic milestone in the last decade, reflecting on a journey of innovation, resilience and global recognition. Addressing entrepreneurs, innovators and industry leaders, Mr. Goyal described India's startup journey as an incredible saga of success, growth, trials and triumphs.
Not that it has been an easy journey for any of them. They've also faced difficulties. They've also had to mortgage their homes to start their entrepreneurial journey or fructify their ideas. They've also gone through failures. Apart from what you will take away from Honorable Prime Minister's very invaluable guidance and comments, will also help you shape your own journey as you progress in your life, in your careers, to greater heights of success.
The government will bring SEED Act 2026 in the upcoming budget session of Parliament. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the legislation aims to curb the sale of poor quality, fake and unauthorized seeds. He also aims to ensure high quality, certified seeds for farmers, strengthening enforcement against substandard inputs and promoting climate resilient varieties.
There will be traceability system in place. It will be possible to identify where the seeds have come from to the dealer. The arrangement will ensure that substandard seeds do not enter the system at all, and even if they do, they will be detected and the person who supplied them can be penalized. Seed companies will be properly registered. This will make it possible to immediately obtain information if someone sells seeds without authorization. I would like to clarify one point. These restrictions will not apply to traditional seeds that farmers have been using for generations, as farmers also exchange seeds among themselves.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Makar Sankranti is a festival of farmers and they, in a way, begin their new year on this day. Addressing 3rd International Kite Festival 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said poet Kalidas used a very beautiful phrase for India, Utsav Priya Janha, meaning that the people of India are fond of festivals. He said, in every season and at all times, people of the country have organized festivals. Mr. Shah said, through festivals, the entire society comes together and moves forward with a collective vision, and Uttarayan is a part of that tradition. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces successfully recovered and defused an improvised explosive device, IED, during a cordon and search operation in village Kakora in Rajouri district. No casualties or damage to property occurred during the incident. Benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, were trading with gains during afternoon trade today. The Sensex rose 389 points to 83,772, while Nifty rose 98 points to 25,763 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, IT was rising the most, followed by realty and BankEx. Conversely, healthcare, pharma and capital goods were trading lower. And that's the end of this news bulletin.